Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to talk about the Lightship, do sample healings for everyone. So I guess we'll start off with entity clearings here. And the entities are ghosts that come into us, attached to us. They come to us where our pain is located in our bodies. And when they come in, they can bring you more pain. This is much like the flip side of the coin here, we'll say, of people doing spells and curses on you. So it's a little different, but, you know, it's all energy, and energy is energy, and this is what can happen. So if they had a physical condition in their life, they have that emotional trauma still in them because it is emotional body that attaches. So you will now have the pain also being transmitted to you in that location. So what we're going to do, I think we'll just change it slightly here. We're going to do emotional trauma release from these entities. And think of a place in your body that might be hurting right now. Or even something that happened maybe in the last week. Remember, the pain energy is still with you, even though it may not feel hurt at this particular moment. So here we go. I'm going to take out entities from that location. You may want to put your hand on that area. People like to do that sometimes. Also bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. You can scroll down on our show, Creation Light Chip Healings, and just scroll down and an inch or so down, you're going to see a light beam there. And bring her up. This time we'll bring the hers in, the female light beams. And here we go. We're doing some emotional trauma releasing now. And I'll energize the picture on your monitor screen. And this will take about 10 seconds. And then you feel the energy come into your room here. Okay, almost here. There now. She's starting to come in. And we'll start taking away entities now from the bottom of your feet. So here we go. We're starting this healing process. And the way you can do this yourself is you must command your spirit to release the entities out of your body. And you may want to start with different parts of your body. That way you can actually zero in on it and feel the healing taking place as they leave you. Remember, they'll probably bring you the pain. If they don't come into you with pain, then they will come in typically to want to express their past lifetimes, which could be, you know, somebody else's body somewhere on this planet, you know, maybe 5 minutes earlier. Or they could be expressing, you know, their past life that they lived. But either way, they're filled full of information, and they want to experience life through you in place of your spirit doing this here. And they're much more powerful than your spirit because that's just the way they are. They come in and want to overtake the body. Or this is an emotional body that works in judgment, where your spirit does not work in judgment. So when they take over your body, what happens is these entities basically bring you what they want to do. And so many times they'll bring us addictions. And I guess the main addictions that people have here is maybe eating too much, possibly. That could be an addiction. Also maybe having the wrong types of food, maybe a lot of desserts, maybe soft drinks, we'll call it. Then the more ones that actually will start to harm you would be typically drinking and smoking. So here we go. And maybe even spending too much money. That's an addiction, too. So that can also harm you. But I'm talking about, you know, making your body have physical problems to it. So we're going to start releasing them now from that area where you have pain. And now we're going to work up a little bit higher on your body now. So working kind of with our feet area right now and whatever you have requested. And going up to our knees and our waist. I'll be doing this now, and then we'll see if our co-sponsor's on here. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. It's good to be on again. And thank you all who are joining us on the fast chat. It's always great. If you're new to Creation Lightship, you can always go onto the fast chat and put your questions or requests on there. And you may also call in, and the number is 888-815-9756. And that again is 888-815-9756. And we'd love to hear from you if you have questions or if you have a certain energy you want the light beings to bring to you today. So while Ron is doing that, I wanted to mention that there are some new additions on the ET Parasite clearing page. And maybe Ron wants to go into that a little later. The ET Parasite clearing page, many of you possibly know, but for those of you who don't know it, it's full of information on there, and I will ask Ron a little later when he comes back, and maybe he wants to add a bit about what that really is. So some more additions on there that I saw are tree vines, roots. I saw some other things like that was on there. So Ron, do you want to talk about it?
Sure, yeah. We added or broke a section down. This may be probably very obvious for all of you, but for some people it might be something new. What happens is we sometimes become used by other energies, and they'll come into our bodies just like entities do and can cause us harm. So we have on the site now where you can select different types of people. Well, I should say different people, or you can actually type in your own if you wish. So we have things like mother-in-law and father-in-law and things like that, kind of comical, but you can see if they have been, in a sense, possessed also by aliens or not. Maybe the energy will tell you if they are. And this is probably more for people that feel that someone has really bad energy. They could also be a coworker. And as you have more of these clearings done with these extraterrestrial parasites, you're going to start to feel these energies come into you as someone approaches you. So what this clearing is for you to be aware of maybe who has these and who you want to stay away from, at least not touching them, you know. And this is why we put that part on the website, just for your own information. A lot of people like to be a scientist and try to figure out, you know, what's happening in their life and why things are happening to them. So this actually empowers you. So I'll just go into there and you can check that out and see. And you can also use the add-in type-in boxes if you wish to bring forth other things that might not be listed on the site that you may want to have cleared. But the dark side, the aliens do use us. They bring energies into our bodies maybe have a confrontation or something. You may watch people or seeing people all of a sudden change their consciousness. They'll be talking to you, and all of a sudden the next sentence there's someone else talking, and you wonder why their eyes look a little funny or something. And so when that happens, there's someone else in that body next to you. So the body's a host, and this is why we put that on the website, so you can clear these things out of yourself from these people. So you just have a clue of it. So if you're real sensitive, you can actually feel it. A question from Yolanda. Hi, Yolanda. Why would these entities be stronger than our spirits? Well, it's because they work in darkness, and they work in the force of will energy, where the spirit is a little more weaker, or I should use the word meeker. And so the emotional body is what everybody uses today to use the force of will. So these entities are used to using force of will, force of the body, causing harm, moving the body around. So this is why they're actually stronger in a sense than your spirit, because they cause more harm and force of will. So I hope I answered that question. As far as energetically stronger, if you're connected to your spirit and you run all that energy inside of your body, then yes, more than likely, you know, your body will not be overtaken. But once there's an opening, then they can come in, and this is what happens to people, is that they're not fully present, and entities can, you know, come into us, unfortunately, and take up space. So back to you, Annika. I'm still clearing entities out of people right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing that. I just found it really interesting about the alien or ET parasite removal that you have, which is, if anyone is new, let me see here again, it is, if you go down the scroll bar, if you come to the website, which is www.creationlightship.com, and you go on the left-hand side, you go down to alien attack removal. And you will see alien abductions removal, alien mind control removal, parasitic life form removal, and web attack removal under that, to mention just a few. But also there's a lot of information, which is very interesting to read, that can explain a lot too. And I remember in the beginning when I used to read there, and Ron had mother-in-law mentioned amongst all the different things that could attack us, and I used to think, wow, how does he know that about my mother-in-law? So I thought that was really funny, but anyway, I know it's not really funny, but it's interesting now that you have it up as a non-alien attack removal. It just makes it clearer for me. And would you say, Ron, that we can clear if somebody, let's say somebody in our family or somebody around us is praying for us, can we use that non-alien attack removal for that?
Yeah, that could also possibly work, because the people who are praying may not be using, they're still using mind energy, but may not be actually connected to maybe ET parasites or things like that. So yes, you could do that, but still the energy overall is still mind energy from them. But it definitely will work, and just try different parts of the website there on that page, and once you get on the page, you know, find it very interesting. You first might think it's very, very sci-fi, like, what the heck is on this website? And then as you start to embrace it and you feel these things leave you, it's like your best friend. And so I have people commenting that, you know, they've been on the site for, you know, typically a couple hours a day, sometimes even longer. And each time they're on, they get more energy back into their body and they feel better. So the proof's in the pudding.
It really is. I'm one of those who has to go on it in the middle of the night sometimes, because I've touched someone, or, you know, even through my kids or my family around me, it seems to come in again. And because I have done so much of it, is what I'm guessing, that I feel it so strongly now when it comes in, that I'm so aware, I should say. You know, it's hard to explain it, but I get very strong feelings about needing to clear it out again. So
yeah, that's good. It's not like you're hypochondriac, you know.
No.
And that you know you need this. It's that you have the conscious awareness that these things are there, and you want to become more clear and to get your body temple cleaned out. And then naturally, I'm sure that you're doing this. You know, the spirit infusion, you know, along with that, to get more of yourself. And so I'm sure that you probably have really helped your body out and yourself out a lot over the last couple of months by doing these clearings.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I have. It's been really, really good. And the spirit infusion that you're talking about, just to clarify for the others, I just wanted to mention that is down at the very last bit of there. It says spirit-to-body integration, and that's when you click on that, you will have the light beings bring more of your own spirit back to you, and that is obviously the goal in all of this, wouldn't you say, Ron?
Yeah, so this whole program is about is to get you so that you're more in touch with who you really are. That's the whole process. And once you are, then you feel much better and life becomes easier because you're more in the moment. And the external stuff around you won't stick to you as easily, regardless of what it is, because you are living more in the moment. And this stuff, you know, once you start getting it cleared out, and then you bring more of yourself back, then you start to become more empowered. So, you know, this is what happens with people. That's probably what you're going through too, Annika, is that you want to become more self-empowered. So you're having more of these clearings to do that.
Yeah, it really has been
$30
so
a month.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, Ron.
And the price is $30 a month, and you know, that's the whole thing, is to be able to become self-empowered.
Yes, yes, it's very, very powerful, and like you said, only $30 a month, it's all worth it, so I can really recommend that. I know a lot of the people that are on here are probably doing it quite a lot, too, and you can leave it up overnight, you can do it as an absentee, you can put it up on your computer and keep it going while you are away from the computer. Wouldn't you say, Ron?
Yes, yes, that is correct. So
yeah.
What clearings, anybody want to have any clearings out there?
I haven't got clearings yet, but I have a question since you have been working on our entities, removing them all from us, and Yolanda was continuing and asking what acts to give it an open door for re-entry of entities once we have them cleared.
Oh, boy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's just the density. There's more and more densities that they can hang on to that we have inside of us. So it's not that easy to talk about or to even find, because they creep in. They come into different thoughts. But it just they come in through judgment. So remember, we're just like you know, a large computer database, and each folder file is a way for them to come in. And as we start cleaning out our database and these folder files and programs, and they can't come in as easily. And remember, it just takes one of these to come in to you to ruin your day, or to have someone else get activated by one of these things to push one of your buttons. So this is kind of what happens. So as you start working more, you know, with doing these clearings, you're going to find that these buttons are going to be not there as much, and then eventually they'll go away. So that's kind of what happens. And it could take, you know, a month or two to start to really see some progress, because we're just stocked full of stuff. But the more you work on yourself, the more these things are released from you. Remember, the entities, once you bring them into you, like I'm clearing now, you know, you may just see one of them leave you if you use sense that. Well, there could be 1,000 that are also leaving. So once we kind of get them all out of you, then your spirit can come back in again. So what we'll do now is a spirit integration here. So we're going to bring in your spirit back into your body, to these places where these entities came into you. They came in because they needed your energy to live on. So the ones that got released are now returned back to what created them, which was the earth spirit, and the earth spirit absorbs them because it's that energy that it gave to us. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of sample your body now. You might want to get up and just walk maybe 10 steps. Walking is good. And if you had an ache or pain, maybe a sore foot or something, you might feel a lot better. So turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay. The alien attack removal, Yoni is asking, could that also be used to disconnect cordings from people?
Yes, you could do that also with that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So that would help you.
Yeah.
Because that's designed for basically people that are not connected to alien energies. So they're using mind energy. So that would work that way. We put that in there because it kind of goes hand in hand with the alien ones. And so that's kind of an extra little bonus on that particular page, so you can get rid of people energies, too. And cordings would be a good one, yes. Uh-huh.
And two clearings that I see here that people wanted samples of is grief clearing and ego mind clearing.
Okay. Let's do the grief one first here. So here we go. I would also probably think grief might indicate sadness. So let's clear that away. So I'll go 10 days in the past here. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. There we go. Okay. And the eagle mind. Okay, that's going to disconnect some of the forcefulness that you have inside of your head. What's telling you to do things, okay? So this is like the eagle mind in place of your spirit guiding you. So I would say the eagle mind is using the dark side script to control you, and that's the interface that will say talks with you and makes you think that you're typically through the judgments that it carries through the mind that, you know more than the divine energies. It's all judgment. So here we go. I'm going to release this from you for the last 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Back to you, Annika.
Yes, thank you. And Yolanda was commenting and saying that's great that that removes cordings, too, and we're all very grateful for that. And that was, again, a comment about the new part of the ET parasite removal page. So thank you. And Mike was asking about if you could explain a little more about the mind-created parallel lives clearing.
Okay. Yeah, that one's different. I don't talk about that much. Thank you, Mike. Normally we talk about the dark side, the parallel lifetimes. So this is one that your mind creates. You daydream something, and your mind now is creating a scenario that you go into in a parallel life. So it's a little different, but it's still the same thing. So let's say that you watch a TV program, and whatever is happening in that TV program, you want to become that particular actor doing what he was doing in that program or movie script or whatever. So your mind now creates it, and all of a sudden it creates that whole scenario like you're the star of that performance. And all of a sudden you bring into yourself a parallel life that your mind created. It's very interesting. This would kind of be like people doing role-playing in a sense, but your mind is doing it for you. So let me do a sample of that clearing. I don't think I've ever done one of these before, come to think of it. So I'm trying to think how we could do that so you'd have the effectiveness here. I'll just take it away for the last 10 days here. And there could be many of these here, and I don't know how this is going to show up for everybody. If you do have something that you kind of wish that you were somebody else or something like that, then like maybe a rock star or Robert Redford or something, the old movie stars, or Jackie Gleason or whatever, Madonna, to just think of somebody that you wish that you were. And we'll take this energy away because your mind creates that parallel lifetime. And so here we go. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so we'll just see how that responds for you. In fact, I'm going to change this a little bit. So what we're going to do is reverse this role pattern here, okay? So if you're female, and you kind of think that you want to be a male, okay? And you want to do some male things, and maybe you saw some action movie where these males are doing something, and you want to do that yourself, but maybe your body is not constructed the same way as a male, then you may, in a sense, want to create that for yourself, okay? And then naturally, if you're a male and you see a female, you know, in a movie or something, and you want to be in that role, we'll just take these away from you. So this will be interesting because I think most people use the same gender when they look at something, okay? So let's just reverse this, and we'll see how this energy feels. Again, you don't have to think of anything. Just see if the energy leaves you. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Well, that's an interesting one. I've, like you said, I haven't heard of that one either, so thank you so much, Mike. And Mike was also asking more about, which seems really worth a thought, about daydreaming. Could that be then, would you say, Ron, a negative activity? Because we might be daydreaming up scenarios like this.
Yeah, I would say so, because you're actually putting energy into something, and then you have to create a script as you're daydreaming to bring that forward. So, yeah, I would say that you are creating a parallel lifetime that you're actually going into and, you know, being there. So, yeah, so that's all inside of your head.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Never ends.
That's really something. And Chris was asking also about the mind interference, and I know you have a clearing for that. So what is the difference, or how can we, is it similar to what you just did, would you say?
A little different. The mind interference is, let's see, that would be the energy that would prevent you from going to your heart center, because the mind doesn't want you to do that. So that's all the energy that wants to keep you in time versus being out of time. So I'll do a clearing with this here. Here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I would think just going back to the other clearing where you're creating something inside of your head, that could probably bring in a lot of depression for people because, you know, in your mind you think maybe you're this type of person and like going to the movie theater and you, you know, feel yourself maybe resonating with, you know, whatever's happening there, and maybe you watch a particular movie where there's a lot of action. And, you know, it's the good guys versus the bad guys or whatever, and the good guys win, we'll say, and you feel like you're the star player in that, and you're all self-empowered because your guy won, walk out of the movie, and now you're who you used to be. And maybe you're just, you know, a 100-pound weakling, you know, and you go, man, in that movie I was like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, in his younger years, and now I'm just who I am. And now you go, wow, you know, I don't feel empowered any longer. So that's kind of what that healing would be like, too, the mind-created parallel lifetimes. So that could probably cause people a lot of depression because they want to do role-playing inside of their mind, and that can take you out of the reality of consciousness, and that could be really detrimental because you're not living your life. You're living a life inside of your mind, escaping from reality. So back to you, Annika.
Well, that makes me think about all the computer games out there and how many children basically live in not the real world, so to speak, but in that realm where they can be somebody who they're not. And I'm not saying that imagination necessarily for a child would be wrong, Ron, but it makes it tricky, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, yeah, because, you know, the whole thing is you want to be who you are.
Yes.
So, you know, it's, yeah, it is a tricky one, yes. It's good to have imagination, but then you want to use the imagination in this lifetime. So the imagination would give you energy from your spirit or information that you can create and manifest, mm-hmm. rather than living there and not doing anything with it. And it's in reality, yeah.
So it's basically the difference between doing it and it's out in cyberspace, so to speak, but to actually then to do it yourself and play with your imagination to create something.
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Well, thank you. We also had some comments about how after we do work with you, Ron, and Chris is one of them, and he's saying here that he has less and less buttons pushed nowadays, and when his, I don't see it exactly, when something does happen, he knows the energy is not of spirit, and he empowers his spirit to kick the entity out of his body. So that's very good to hear. Thank you. That's a
good
viewpoint.
Chris.
Yes. I'm always glad to share in what others are doing and hearing about that. Wonderful. And Pauline was asking about a Galactic Federation disconnect affiliation sample, and I think we would all like to hear about that, Ron.
Oh, boy. This is the mind-controlling energies that they're transmitting. And also your affiliation to the connection with your space brothers that could be in this lifetime or in past lives. So it goes in all different directions, okay? Maybe you came to this planet, which we all basically did, as we'll say an ET, and now we're human here, and our body's been here for a long time, number one, or, you know, and maybe your spirit arrived fairly recently, maybe in the last 10,000 years, which to me would be recent, and you still feel maybe an energy from where you came from. So is that part of the Galactic Federation? Hard to say, okay? But the Galactic Federation would be the ones that are supposed to be taking care of us here, just like your parents are, and keeping us from having you know, improper guidance and steering us in the right directions, which is what I think they failed us with here. But so the clearing is going to release this controlling energy and your affiliation. Some people have, in a sense, sworn oaths to align themselves to these beings, maybe not so consciously, but they have connected to them. And this connection to them by maybe going on websites and maybe going in your backyard or up on a mountaintop with a high-powered flashlight or something and trying to talk with these beings that are on our 3D dimension here, flyovers, we'll call it, of UFOs. What this does is disconnect that energy from them. So here we go. And like I said, it could go many different directions for you. So you probably want to actually state what you'd like to have happen. So here we go. We'll do it for the last 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Annika, I hope I was able to answer the question properly there for everybody. So back to you.
So if we feel that or we think we have had a connection there to the Galactic Federation, would you say we need this clearing from you?
I would say yes, because you don't know what you're involved with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're just like little specimens down here with a very low consciousness, and we don't know what we got ourselves tied up with and into, so I would highly recommend that. But that's, you know, up to you. You have to ask your spirit. That's why on the alien attack removal page, you can select different races and also type in a race that you may know about that we don't, and or just use unknown on it, and just see if these energies leave you.
And so if you do type in unknown, that should be able to go to the race that is messing with you, for lack of a better word. Would you say, Ron, like I might not remember exactly who?
Yes, remember, they're all competing for you. So, you know, they're all attempting to connect to you. Not just one particular race. You may have a couple hundred races competing for your energy out of your body. And then in each race, how many different individuals are there wanting to connect to you also? So it goes very deep, very quickly into the mud.
Yes, and Sylvia, Rob, and the kids in Toronto are commenting on that clearing and saying this is a must clearing. So thank you, Sylvia and Rob and everyone. I can probably sign up for that one next time, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have some other, talking about the films we were just discussing before, and I know that we live in a world where we have so many ways of escaping from ourselves, and here, working with you and CLS, we work on doing exactly the opposite, pretty much with working with our spirit to empower ourselves. Would you then say perhaps we shouldn't watch movies too much, or how do we watch movies and still able to not connect or take on the emotions from that?
Well, if you don't take the emotions in, just let it go through your body, then it would probably be better than if you were to actually get excited and go through that process. So if anything that you watch in a movie maybe disturbs you, we'll say, then that means that you have that particular scenario in your life stored inside of your body, and that just gives you a clue what you want to release. Remember, it's just a mirror back to yourself. So typically you should be able to be in non-judgment and watch anything and not have it resonate to you. There's other things that happen, unfortunately, like subliminal messages, et cetera, that could be imprinted on you too, which that I really don't want to get into too deeply. You could watch the movie They Live and kind of get a little glimpse of that process, but there's so much out there that we don't know about, and we're kind of like, you know, babes in the woods, and, you know, with no clothes on, and we don't know what is good and what is bad, and, you know, I just really can't really advise too much, but if you do, you know, get rid of your emotional energy so that you don't resonate, which is what you're attempting to do in every lifetime, is to become more spirit connected. That has to be done to do that. And so the movies are a good way to indicate to you, you know, what's happening. Naturally, if you see a lot of negativity, you know, that's going to bring up the negativity in you, and then you can release that from yourself. Like right now, you might hear some sirens in the background. So what does that mean, you know? There's something going on someplace. These are normally fire trucks that go by. And I think they have a great time this year. So this happens in New York quite often. It's funny to watch him do this and go to some location and do nothing afterwards. So the poor taxpayers here. But aside from that, I guess I think they're doing a great job. And they probably are when they're needed. So back to you, Annika.
Yes, as long as they're not coming after you, Ron.
Yeah. I'll make one little example here. I'm walking around, this is the last time I'm here. This is only take a minute for everybody, but you can see how the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing here. So I'm walking on a location called Canal Street. And I'm on a corner, a street corner, and behind me, is a Dunkin' Donuts. So I go inside just to get out of the hot. It's probably about 90 degrees or so, and it's very warm. So I step inside, and all of a sudden I hear this fire truck coming, and naturally the streets are always congested in New York. And after about 4 minutes of the same noise that I'm hearing, this truck pulls up in the center of the intersection. Well, in the center of the intersection is a policeman directing traffic. So the fire truck stops, and a man gets out from the front of it, walks over a trash can that's probably within 10 feet of the policeman, okay, and looks at it, shakes his head as if, you know, like maybe there's supposed to be a gigantic fire in it, right? And then he goes into the fire truck, and these poor men are all dressed up in their fire garb, you know, probably sweating bullets, you know. So it's very hot outside. The windows are down. They look like, you know, dogs that are panting, you know. And they drive away. Well, why couldn't they just call the policeman on the corner where this tremendous fire is supposed to be in this trash can, which wasn't anything. Just probably somebody calling in for a prank or something. And ask the policeman, is there a fire, you know, 10 feet away from you in a trash can? Instead of having all this stuff going on. But anyway, this is kind of what happens. But we'll get back on track with the show. But I thought it was really bizarre to watch this situation. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah. I hear you. And since we're still talking about films and things like that, I saw Pauline ask a question, if we can clear the movie on the object of your website. And I'm not sure what she means. If she means the object charging?
The object charging would be to activate something for you to bring in light codes to help you do healing on whatever that you charge up to put you more into balance. Okay, that's what the object clearing would be. So she might be saying if she's watching a movie and something bothers her in the movie, maybe you're watching somebody have a spear stuck through them. You know, naturally most movies are violent, you know. So how would you clear that? I would say, you know, you probably have already had the emotional clearing. So that's probably an emotional thing that pushed your button. So I would go on to a daily then and do the emotional trauma release, and that would help to release that out of you because that came up. And just do that and maybe think about it. And it should clear that energy of the whole movie, I would think, by having that clearing that same day. Because it's what you resonated to. Remember, what buttons got pushed during the day, and that's what they look for, is the button pushing. Now, naturally, maybe somebody else maybe got shot, and that didn't bother you the first time, but the stabbing did. So maybe you watched the movie again because you wanted to see it the second time through, and now the person being shot pushed your button. And maybe the person being knifed, it wasn't affecting you. So now you want to go on it again, and the light ship will release the buttons that got pushed that day. So this is how you work with the website. You don't have to really specify anything, but they work with what buttons got pushed. This is why you want to stay up to date with your healing so that they can clear out more and more out of you, because things do surface, and they come up only because of the past. This is why that unlimited clearing of emotions is so wonderful on the website, because you stay current, and the only reason why you're not current is because you still have more stuff inside of you. Otherwise, you wouldn't need it whatsoever. But things happen, and as long as things keep coming up, keep doing the clearings. And the unlimited is $50, a one-time payment. As long as the website is up, you can use it 24/7 as much as you want. And I'd recommend doing it 3 times a day. So back to you, Annika. I hope that answered your question, Pauline.
Okay, thank you. And I have another question here. If you have a certain attraction to a constellation, how could you... Well, how would you explain that, Ron? What could that be?
Okay, the constellation, I imagine you're talking about the stars out there in the universe. So what you want to do then is just do the planetary clearing, and that should release you from that. So that disconnects the cordings and what's connecting you to these energies. Another way to look at it, you could even be from that constellation and yearning to go back home, because that may have been one of your previous lifetimes before you came here. And so you look up in the stars, and you just kind of like, you know, cry or make howl like a wolf, you know, at the moon, because you want to get out of here, because you know how bad it is here. And that could be another way of looking at it. So What we do is we have the planetary clearing. I don't think it's on the website yet on the online clearings, but I can do that in person, and that will disconnect you from the planetary energies that are cording your physical body, taking away your life force energy, along with giving you implants from them, just like entities, you know, are doing to us to have us behave a certain way. But I think you're probably more asking about the information or the way you feel about looking at the constellations, because maybe you wish you were there instead of here, and you probably had, you know, lives on those. So that's what I would probably indicate to you, what you're probably feeling. Yeah, I see it here, yeah, a longing. Yeah, so it's a longing of wanting to go back to get untrapped out of here. If you have had your 4-in-1 yet, I don't know if you had Yolanda, but that's your twin flame connection, your home base, and that could help you so you don't feel that the yearning and longing for something outside of yourself. To have the 4-in-1 session, and that also takes you out of your soul family here. You need to have your emotional clearing, mental clearing, and sensory clearing first to have that, so that your twin flame can come into your body to be with you for a short time so you can experience your other half. So back over to you, Annika.
Yeah, and then when you have had that, you can connect with your twin flame and home base at times too, right, Ron?
Yes, whenever you choose to, you just think about those energies and instantly you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite awesome to have that experience, because you never feel lonely again on the inside. You're not buying things to satisfy that some kind of need that's invisible. That need will be satisfied temporarily for a short time, but, you know, after that, you're buying something else to help yourself. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I've had that myself and can really, really feel the difference from that. That changed a lot for me, having that connection. And like you said, you know, I'm just not looking for things to buy or satisfy something in me anymore, except for doing more clearings with you and CLS, really. So it changed a lot of things. So it's really, really wonderful. Wonderful clearing and connection to have. I wanted to ask you a little bit about what you're planning for next month, Ron, because you have some really amazing upcoming sessions that you're going to do on Sunday.
Yeah, we're doing three Sunday intensives. It'll be starting the first Sunday of July. And the 8-hour sessions will be on a conference call line. You'd want to get a speakerphone. If you've been on the calls before, we're offering actually those three sessions along with the one Saturday 4-hour ascension call, which would be on the third Saturday. So the third week will be jam-packed of lightship energy for you. But these it'll be $250 if you've been on them before in the past. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot of healing. You're going through physical healing, you know, that you know about, you know, for 28 hours. And then you're also on the light ship almost continuously throughout that three-week time period, because the light ship has to work with you to take out these shapeshifter bodies, entities, ET worms. And we're also going to be doing the shadow bodies. And the shadow bodies are quite interesting. They're probably the darkest body that can be with us. Now, these bodies take control over us. And they look like us. They're created by the darkness. Remember, we talk about your physical body being on cloned planets and also cloned Earths. Well, this is actually them cloning you and having that dark side clone body live with you, around you. And it also comes forward and does things to other people, much like an entity. So we're going to get rid of these things. And I'm sure, I know it's going to be on the last two particular Sundays that we have this 3-hour marathon before. It may even start the first Sunday. But it's going to be quite awesome to get on this call, these three calls to do this, because nobody has ever really taken out the shadow bodies before because they're so negative, and nobody has, you know, enough horsepower inside of themselves to even deal with them. So this is probably what you would actually call the demonic ones that the Catholic Church gets rid of, and they don't do very many of these naturally as far as exorcisms. So, and we all have these bodies with us. It's kind of like having a body just like ours. It moves around, but it has no eyes in it. And, it, you know, your eyes are in place of its eyes, and nobody knows that you're having this energy with you. And this is probably why some people feel very awkward being around other people. They look nice, but you go, man, this person has really, really bad energy. Well, that typically would be one of these shadow bodies coming forth. And we could have maybe 100 of these with us. So it'll be quite interesting. Most people who've been on these calls know that what I talk about may sound weird at first until you experience it, and then you want to get these things out of you because you want to grow and live a spiritual life, be connected to your spirit. The people that may be listening for the first time may think this is kind of really sci-fi or really, really out there. Well, it's a consciousness that we need to get rid of. And these things are real. And, you know, this is what the Light Ship is here to do, to help you do the ascension process. So, back to you, Annika.
Would you say shadow bodies have possibly been around for a long time, like entities? I mean, could they have been with us from a, our ancestors, or is it more something that has come now?
I think it could be both. These are very, very negative. In fact, we'll take one of them out of each one of you right now. So here we go. This show's very spontaneous here. I'm getting some light beams to help you. So put the light beam up on your monitor screen here, and we have to bring in the male energies, and they'll probably bring in one of the defense fleet ships to help clear these things out here. Okay. This is true darkness. If you want to use the word demonic, you can. I don't get into that too much, but there's not much worse than this that the ETs have put around us here. And they need about another half a minute here. And in fact, the time of the show here is moving forward, like always here. Okay, they're ready. So bring up the monitor screen, and I'm going to count to 10 to bring the light ship energy more into your room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll count to 10 again and then release one of these bodies out of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, it's now being released. It's gone. So you can see how you feel. You may have a different perception of life right now. Back to you, Annika.
Wow. So that is definitely something we all want to be on, and can't wait to be on those calls, Ron. And I've been on the other ones that you've done for us before, when it was entities and ET parasites, and I can so recommend it. I really think it is what in a way propelled me much further along, I feel, on the path, was to be on those longer calls. It really makes such a difference when there's such a long time devoted to clearing. It really is amazing. So I can recommend doing that, and it's going to be good. Would you say that we are ready for this now? Because it took CLS some time to bring this in, and I am guessing that the energy here is stronger now since what you did last weekend with bringing Jesus into our timeline.
Yes, that is definitely a big help. So it now brings in these energies of light that was not, brought down here or cemented in place, I should say. kind of a hard word to use or figure out, but since that was taken out of the timeline, then the lightship energy, then there's no way that it can ground itself, we'll say, into time, and now it's in time again. So this is what it did. Then we also went back 100,000 years, every 2,000 years at a time, and brought in the energy too. In fact, that was done, I believe, a week ago. Last Saturday was the Jesus energies, and then on Monday, I think last week, I believe, we brought in the 1,000 year energies every 2,000 years at a time. So this brings light back into the timeline, because the timeline controls humanity here. And this is great.
So if anyone's missed those, they are on the archive. You need to just go to the BBS radio and sign up for them and listen to the archives on there. And it's so good to listen to those, more than once, I would say, because they're so interesting. I have a suggestion here for a healing sample. Do we have time with a cellular mental healing sample, Ron?
Yeah, we can do that. Time is running short here, but this is fine. So here we go. This is going to release the mental energy from your cellular memory of the cells, okay? This will help you out somewhat here. Here we go. I'll count to 10, and we'll go back 10 days. So 10 days cleared. 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we should probably end our call pretty soon here. So,
can we bring in an energy of peace or love?
Sure, let's do that. So let's bring in some peace energy. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary, and I'll count to 10 as it comes in through the light beam. It'll be here for the next half an hour. So half past on the hour, the energy will leave. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So here we go. So it looks like Pauline's saying that she hasn't been attracted to planets any longer. Someone else mentioned that too. Yeah. When you get the planetary clearing, you no longer yearn or look after or feel that energy courting, because it's disconnected from you. And your natal chart now is no longer basically in effect, because they can't connect you to do that stuff. So we're going to say goodbye. So thank you for being on BBS Radio. And our next show will be on Wednesday. And the time on Wednesday is 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So blessings to all of you, and we do 1-hour conference calls on the telephone Mondays and Fridays for $20 if you're interested in having some physical healing from the light beams on the light ship. So see you later, and thank you, Annika, for being a co-sponsor tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much. And, the calls you have are only $20, and they're really wonderful during the week here. So.